Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The DH, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Rick Manning. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Marshall Edwards. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ned Yost. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Mike Caldwell. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting sixth. The DH, John Walkenfuss. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Marty Castillo. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Edwards. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Herndon goes all the way around to score. It's Brewers, 1, Tigers, 1. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore strikes out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Manning settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo takes first base on ball four. Joaquin Fuss moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavill scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Edwards for the out. One out. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Castillo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Enos Cabal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabal strikes out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper juggles the ball. That's an error on Cooper. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 3-1, Tigers. John Joaquin Fuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joaquin Fuss is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Joaquin Fuss hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon is hit by the pitch. Joaquin Fuss moves to second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a line drive towards third. Castillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabal scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Castillo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-2 in the game. Cabell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Manning. Cabell reaches second base with a double. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-1, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Slayton now pitching. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Parrish moves to third. Kirk Gibson pinch hits for John Wackenfuss. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-1 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-1 in the game. Manning hits a pop-up towards short. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-1 in the game. Edwards is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-2 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Manning. Brookins reaches second base with a double. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Castillo hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-3 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-1 in the game. Yost hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-2 in the game. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Yount strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Cabell hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Slayton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Parrish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manning. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Wilson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Yost picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Yost. Parrish scores. Wilson moves to second. It's 6-1, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson is walked intentionally. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a pop-up towards third. Castillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cabell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Gibson now pitching. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-4 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Manning who is chasing the ball. Whitaker reaches third base with a triple. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-2 in the game. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0 for 2 in the game. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Ladd now pitching. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Herndon strikes out. 1 out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a fly ball into left field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Howell pinch hits for Ned Yost. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell strikes out. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 3 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Yount hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Molitor moves to second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Molitor moves to third. 2 outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Molitor scores. Yount moves to second. It's 6-2, Tigers. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 3 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brookins fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.